This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour here on the DJV program. Not mandated that you listen, but you miss a lot. And there's always an interesting interpretive conversation going on about what's going on in the world. Isn't that the whole point of all of our lives, to sort of get the pieces put together and understand, or hopefully understand? We don't want to tell you what to think. You need to figure out what to think. I know what I think about our relationship with Cuba, for example, and I think it's pretty stupid. Frankly, this has been going on for years and years and years. So we had Obama opening up through his administration a lot of the trade and that sort of thing with Cuba. And then when Trump became president, he said, "Now these are commies. We're not doing anything with them. Shut it down." And there was that thing that went on in the American embassy in Cuba. And now the Biden administration is imposing sanctions on Cuban officials because, and I think people are confused with this, lady, so maybe we ought to talk it through a little bit. It's not on the Cuban, it's not on the government, it's the people who are responsible for the human rights abuses, right?
Well, and that's the government, to
pretty
be
much
honest.
All the government.
I mean, that's the government. I mean, look, this is a tiny step in the right direction, but I think it was kind of a cop-out from the administration. They've been taking a lot of heat, especially from Democrat voters in Florida who have Cuban roots, who have been protesting the treatment of the people of Cuba. And the administration,
most Cubans in Florida were Republicans.
Most of them are, but there are a large chunk of them are, but there are a lot of Democrats who are also Cuban in the state of Florida, and that message has been making its way to Washington, D.C. Progressives don't really want to see anything happen to the Castro regime because I think they have plans for the Castro regime being implemented here in this country. They are communists. They are
a stretch, Jennifer. Come on.
No, I don't. I think the policies that look. The funny thing is that the founder of the 1690, and I don't mean funny, haha, but the irony here is rich.
Unusual, yes.
The progressives are now after equity instead of equality, right? We've heard that shift in message. So we all want equity instead of equality, which is what my generation was brought up on, that people should be equal and that we should have equality. Well, now it's equity. Everybody needs to wait until everybody has caught up. The 1619 Project and the founder of Black Lives Matter have all come out and said Cuba has it right because they achieved true equity. Unfortunately for the people of Cuba, their equity means that everybody gets literally 5 eggs, a few grams of meat, a bag of rice, and maybe if they're lucky, some Tylenol, but they have to fight for it every single month. That's equity in Cuba. And so to have the founder of the 1619 Project and Black Lives Matter come out and applaud the fact that this is what they've achieved in Cuba, it seems a little bit stupid to me because people are starving and they can't have access to medication, yet this is what progressives are pushing for in this country. Not equality anymore. They want equity. And unfortunately, when the government's in charge, I'm not stretching anything. I'm telling you what people have said. So
that would last about 5 seconds, even in this country.
You would think. Look at how we stand by for guaranteed income. Look at how much people are encouraging the government. Well, who's 100%?
Who's standing by for guaranteed income? Andrew Yang ran on guaranteed income and dropped out of the race because no one supported it.
He's rolling it out.
He had to drop out of the mayoral race in New York, too, because no one supports it. So I don't
They're
really
rolling
think that
it
that's
out. All throughout
California,
the state that I live in, is a test ground for all of this stuff. And so maybe that's why I feel so close to it, because it's happening here. Guaranteed income throughout the state of California, guaranteed income in Los Angeles County now for 18 to 24-year-olds. I mean, come on. It's
would you
a
say,
testing ground for it.
Victoria, by looking at the post, mostly from my daughter-in-law, but I don't, so once in a while you see stuff from my son, that they would be considered progressive. Would you consider that to be a good handle for them? Liberally progressive.
Well, but both the reason I'm hesitating is because both of them have posted numerous times about not agreeing with that label, so that's why I'm kind of hesitant to say.
Okay.
I would, yeah, if you want to say, like, who they supported, yeah, they're Bernie Sanders followers and supporters.
Yes.
They're,
well,
they were vocal about that.
Yeah, okay. So here are two people, successful in their own right, been married a couple of years, child on the way, the future of California, right? People like them and them have been either moving out or planning to get out. One of the reasons Brendan's driving around various states, northern states New England, is because he and his wife want to move out of California. And they want to kind of find a place either here in Massachusetts or up in Vermont or maybe in Maine that'll feel good for them to raise a child. And so here's the perfect demo for the future of a state that wants to get out of the state. Brendan followed me to California in 1993 and has lived there ever since and made a living and made a life for himself. Found his wife, all that good stuff. But they have had it up to their ears with whatever, however you want to describe the policies that create the vagrants on the street, the homeless, so-called.
But see, I would call them out because they were very loud about defunding the police. And yes, they used the word
Brendan
defunding.
Sophie was.
Well,
no,
it does
post about it too.
Yeah. I mean, they were talking about defunding the police. They're supporting these policies that they're moving away from. And this is my argument against progressivism. It sounds great if you're living in a la-la reality about how things should be. Everything should be rainbows and unicorns. And yes, everything should be rainbows and unicorns. But reality is, it is not. And when you defund the police like they have in L.A. County, and yes, they have, both the Sheriff's Department and the LAPD, and it's not just there. It's all the way up and down the state. Crime has been on the rise. The George Soros supported district attorneys in L.A. and San Francisco are a joke. There was a story this weekend about a guy who was caught carrying an unconscious woman. He was kidnapping an unconscious woman. He was arrested and let out less than 24 hours later because of these Gascon policies. They can't do anything about it. You've got people who are kidnappers out wandering around on the streets even after they've been arrested. And so, of course, they're going to want to get their kid out of that. But I would say to them, then stop supporting these policies that lead to the fact that you have to uproot your life away from your sister, away from your family, your mother and father, and go to the East Coast. These are the policies that they would want, that they've been encouraging. And, you know, it's not, I don't mean to sound angry, I'm just passionate about this, because I understand people are good-intentioned, and these policies sound wonderful, but look at flipping Cuba. They sounded wonderful when they were rolled out in Cuba, and now people can't get a Tylenol.
Who'd they sound good to? They didn't sound good to me.
The Cubans. You yourself said we should just open up relations and regulate.
If you go back to the 50s,
He wants to take a vacation there. That's for tourism.
I want to go down and do a radio program there and just kind of drive the old cars and see what it's like. I've never been to Havana. I know some people who have, and they think it's a fabulous, very interesting, very charismatic place. And I guess, yeah, there are a lot of things that have happened. But Batista, when he was running the country after World War II, through the time that Castro took over, I'm looking back to the 50s, shall we say, and that's when Castro took over, it was like time stopped. Time stood still. Nothing has changed in Cuba other than who controls what goes on there. The people, this guy Batista was horrible. He was a dictator. He'd shoot anybody. That it was kind of like Hitler in the Caribbean. And so the people get sick of that because all the money was going to him and his pals. It's pretty much like Putin. That's why I think Putin sooner or later somebody's going to knock him off because people are beginning to realize everything goes to him. In China, they're trying to spread the wealth around a little bit here and a little bit there to keep people happy or at least to keep them under control. Not so much in Russia and certainly not in Cuba. So what goes on there is trying to bring the people who now understand what's going on in the rest of the world, and they're not going to put up with that stuff. Somebody's going to knock off Castro, Raul Castro, or whoever It
is
the heir apparent.
That's what people have been saying for years. And they say, we're not going to put up with that stuff here in the United States. We're putting up with that stuff every single day.
Not to that extent,
though,
Jennifer. Not to that extent. I don't say it's good. You won't hear me tell you that the policies are good.
As goes California, there goes the rest of the country. Mm. Just believe me when I tell you, these policies are already coming. They're already here. And
so what do we do about it? Other than vote all these people out, what do you do?
Exactly. You vote all these people out, and you don't stand for these ideas that don't make sense in real life. You just can't.
16 past the hour on the DJV program.
With windshield wipers that can handle anything, Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Okay, so there's something else that President Biden did, signed legislation to replenish the crime victims fund. I was just looking at the stats for crime this weekend. You know, we were up and down on that. News media likes to scream about what's going on at the moment, and that's important. But when you compare it to 3-4 years ago, it seems to be not so bad. Well, I guess it's depending on how you look at things. What is your definition of bad? Why do we have a crime victims fund? And so why do we need to put more money into it?
I actually think this is something good that the Biden administration did. It was very much touted. It had bipartisan support. And it really
it doesn't have to take any taxpayer money, right?
No, it's federal crimes. And when it actually takes away from the government, because typically when people would be federal criminals and the government would seize their assets, where would that money go? And this just ensures that it goes to the victims. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. 915 shootings. 430 people dead in our country last week, according to the Gun Violence Archive. So 43,000 gun deaths in our country in the past year. Wow. Oof. And that's not a record. I find that, I guess that's what I find pretty, distracting, distressing. Is that maybe a better word for it? Who are the crime victims that get this money? The people...
Victims of federal crime. So it's not people who are, you know, murdered on the streets of Chicago. These are things that have federal governments involved in the investigation, the FBI, and those types of things. So it could be anybody, right? It could be anybody that the FBI is investigating, terror plots, bank schemes, all those kinds of things.
So is it that broad? But who decides who gets the check? Where's that? Who's the person that says, okay, send a check to Fred over here? Where does that come?
Who makes I don't know who the guy is, but I would imagine that there's probably a process that somebody's lawyer could go through to recover money.
Right. All right. It's here for big government. 21 after the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's 23 after the hour now in the DJV program with a focus on what's trending, our social media. One of the things that is going to trend is a new podcast, actually, that I'm doing with astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley. This is something we've all worked on in the past week or so, Zodiac Magic. You like that name, ladies, right? When you came back,
great.
Jay, thank
great.
You for...
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
as soon as I saw that, because we've been talking about what to call it for a week or so. And then all of a sudden, bingo, that showed up, and I said, grab it. And so we have. There are a lot of things that people love. I was talking yesterday at a memorial for a very good friend of mine, and I was talking about the aura that he had around him, and I was talking about the astrological birth signs of him and his wife and why they got along. And there were probably 240, 250 people in this group, and there were a few folks down front who kind of got what I was talking about, because it was a crowd, but I did, after the conversation, a lot of people come up to me and say, wow, I didn't know you know anything about astrology. And, you know, these are mostly women who are interested in it, no matter what the age. But the reason that we're doing this is because there's so much interest in astrology. Victoria's been pushing us along in that spirit, if you will. And so has Jay. Not to say that Jennifer's not interested in it, but she's got lots of things going on. So we had the time to create this, and we think it'll be a very good podcast. So it's called Zodiac Magic, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. You want to find out what's going on for the month of Leo, we're in Leo now, or what is up for you romantically through the course of the next week. We'll have daily interpretations of that from Laura, and then stories about people who have come to Mary and had great psychic experiences. So you get that Zodiac Magic wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm pleased that we're able to put that together, something new and kind of different, I think. I hope that's the case anyway. All right, so that's one item of interest. Now let's go into djvshow.com. No, well, you don't have to go there. You go to the social media on Twitter and Instagram, right? Find all of this stuff. What's the latest on Free Brittany? Yay.
Brittany freed the nipples.
She posted some racy photos to Instagram over the weekend. Yeah. She posted it was two different photos separated by a third photo of a quote from a book about kindness. And the photos are from the same photo shoot because you can tell the lighting's all the same. She's by a tree. She's outside. She's in cutoff shorts and nothing else. And the first photo, she's hiding her boobs with her hands. And then the other one, it's just some stars.
Not so much.
Mm-hmm. She's and feeling
so
herself.
Can I just say
she's
it? Feeling good. I know. She's is this helping? Good. Is this helping? I know she looks great. But is this helping her case right now?
I think this is a huge, F you.
I mean, because part of
I feel like it's one of those things of like I couldn't do anything, so now you know what I'm going to start pushing.
Her lawyer has told her like, okay, you're in control of your internet now. You have access to free internet, which was restricted before. I think she is just finally realizing, oh my gosh, you know, I can act like everyone else on Instagram.
So clearly she's in charge of her own Instagram, right?
Well, that's
we now think
theory.
That she is.
We now
okay, because before
is.
No one knew if she was. But right. I mean, all those crazy dance videos and stuff. Are people going to use this? And look, I want to free Britney, but are people going to use some of the crazy stuff that she's been doing on social
but
media?
Why, but
why? She's not ready yet.
Right, but dancing in a video, I mean, Lisa Rinna does that 5 times a day, and she's on The Housewives of Beverly Hills. No one cares. I don't know. I think dancing in a video is not going to make anyone think that she's crazy.
You know what I'm talking about, those videos where it just doesn't seem quite right. And, you know, when she, my favorite Disney princess is Ariel. I don't know. I'm just saying I want her to be in the best possible light while she's making this argument that she should be in her own control. And I just wonder if all of this stuff is something that they can use against her.
Well, if she was still actually working and not boycotting work to, you know, keep people from making money off of her, she'd probably be doing these kind of photo shoots anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess I'll see if I can find some old pasties around. Maybe...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The CDC is warning unvaccinated Americans and vaccinated Americans, mask mandates could be back in place this winter. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau investigates further.
As concerns grow regarding the Delta variant spread across the globe, the CDC is reporting drastic increases across the country in the number of people contracting COVID-19. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital.
And this model assumes that we're only going to get to 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by December. So we can change this, right? The model does tell us that if we pick up the pace of vaccination, we can prevent an unnecessary surge. This is especially true. As Janae mentioned, Delta is super transmissible. And if you have pockets of spread, you're going to need more immediate options like social distancing and mask wearing.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
How much is 6/10 of a second? Dan Naraki with an Olympic update.
U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky took silver in her first final at the Tokyo Olympics, losing to Australia's Ariane Titmus by 6/10 of a second in the 400-meter freestyle. Titmus's time of 3 minutes and 56.69 seconds is the second fastest time ever in the race. Ledecky, who holds the world record in the 400, finished in 3 minutes 57.36 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever recorded. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the president of Jay Kirshner is noted. And so we're into the time of the year when things, this is what they call the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Some people refer to it as the summer doldrums. I can remember when I first started doing talk radio, some of the hosts would complain, oh, there's nothing going on. There's nothing to talk about. Oh, no. I think that just showed how lightheaded they were.
There's always something going on. There's always something great to talk about or something that's distracting. I was trying to figure out, I've always said this, because do you remember, Jennifer, when I didn't know who Michael C. Hall was? Remember when we...
Sort of. From Dexter?
Yeah, I didn't know who he was. Yeah, so now I see that there is a trailer for the new season. And so why is there, is that, he is a serial killer in this thing? I don't, why do people like shows like this?
Because he's a good amazing guy. I've never seen it, but I have guy. Friends who are obsessed, right?
He has this thing, he calls it a dark passenger, and he only kills people that were already killing other people. So rather than having them sit in the system in prison, he goes and kills them.
He's the Robin Hood of serial killers.
Yes. That is a really good way to put it.
Okay. See, now I've got to put it in perspective. As long as we're talking about personalities, Angelina Jolie has gotten what she's asked for, a new judge. So what are the issues here, really, other than child? Is it child support? Is it child visitation? Is it, what's the big deal?
It's visitation for the younger ones. The weird thing about this case is the judge who's been overseeing their divorce, which has now gone on for like 4 years, it's twice as long as they were married, it's this, that judge also married them.
Really?
So, like, isn't that strange?
Keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm. And then the reason that she, initially, they both, Brad and Angelina, agreed that the judge would be a suitable private judge. This is not in a public court. It's in private, you know, divorce court. So they agreed that he would be okay. And then apparently her team found out that Brad's legal team has all kinds of extra side deals going on with this judge, unrelated to the divorce case, but still...
What does that mean, side deals? What does that mean?
He's involved in different cases and things like that. It's not related to their divorce, but basically it's in the best interest for Brad's lawyers to stay in good with this judge because they've got other stuff going on. And then the judge didn't disclose that. Angelina's team found out about it, and that's why they've been fighting to remove the judge, because they don't think he's impartial.
Wow. There are that few judges that it's likely you get this. You know what else takes
you
back?
Him. Well, no, they chose him, but now they're looking for someone else to be court appointed, I guess.
The idea that Brad Pitt is 57 is a mind blower for me. I think the guy
everybody's getting old.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
I was going to say I think he looks really good, so I don't.
Yeah.
He looks good, but the idea that he's 57. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of a mind blower, one way or another. All right, you ladies are going to have to help me with this, because I still am not too sure about the gender reveal realities. This thing from California, Jennifer, couple charged for setting off a smoke bomb to reveal the sex of their unborn baby, caused a wildfire that killed a firefighter.
Fire.
Yeah.
Thousands and, like, was it 28,000 acres?
Tens of thousands of acres, It was a huge, huge fire. Property was destroyed. Firefighter died battling it. And so now the question is what happens to these guys, because under the law, they should be in jail for involuntary 23 years. Involuntary.
No, but I mean the fire lasted for 23
years. Oh, yeah. No, that's true. But they're facing about 20 years in prison. If all of it, because they have they have a whole cacophony, is that what we say? Of misdemeanors and felonies that are stacked up against them. And what's sad is that they have a newborn baby now. I'm sure they didn't mean to set the fire, but should there be some accountability there for the firefighter's family?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really big, this is a tough one. And it's also,
well, people don't think of consequences.
These dumb gender reveals? I know.
It's a matter of perspective here. That people are not thinking, people do not pay attention to their actions and think about the consequences. Every action has a consequence. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you are not thinking about anybody but yourselves, and that's why we have, I think, this cult of youngsters who are coming along that think of nothing but themselves. It's all about me, 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 me. And it's actually, I could say that about several generations, I suppose, of people who just it's all about them. I don't know. I find it distressing. Here's something that I don't find distressing, though. The research that suggests that two-thirds of romantic couples started out as friends. Now, is that the case with all of you? Jennifer, did you start out as friends with Jeff?
No.
Victoria, did you start out as friends with Lewis? Jay, did you start out with friends? You did.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
so
right.
You're
a story.
Jay, we're literally two out of three.
There you go. There you go.
Right there. I don't even know, Jen. How did you meet Jeff? I don't think I've ever asked you.
It was a setup between our friends.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I was right to Bunga Bunga Land then with you, right?
Well, it wasn't Bunga Bunga Land, but it was. It was never like we met, you know, just organically where we had a friendship first.
Uh-huh. Are you friends now?
Some days, no. Yes, of course.
Isn't that the way it always? I don't know. I don't get Jay's relationship. I don't feel, because I don't know your husband, but I know Lewis, and there's something warm that I feel every time I talk about Lewis and every time I hear Victoria talk about Lewis. There's something warm there that I just kind of like, and I would like to think that everybody has that same relationship. I see it with my son and his wife. It's just kind of a cool thing.
Have you met Jeff? Just I know you haven't met Ryan yet, but you've met Jeff, right?
Jeff, oh yeah. Yeah. No, I like Jeff, yeah. I think the first time we met him was at Christmas party, wasn't it, Jennifer?
I think that sounds about right. Yeah, probably.
At
my dad's house, yeah.
Yeah. We had a long conversation because I was checking him out. I wanted to make sure that he was okay for Jennifer. Wow. Isn't that...
That's what I expect you to do. Oh, right.
Yep, exactly. And then I had a conversation in the closet with your father about him. I do remember that.
In the closet?
I bet that was good.
Kind of
my dad and Doug always hang out in the closet, always.
Yeah, we have our private
I'm like, guys, it's time to come out of the closet.
Yeah, right?
No, we don't want
How
to.
How big are your closets?
The National Institute of Health, leading a research program that is really sort of, this is something... that I find very important. And so let's just take a moment here to think about children and what happens when they are exposed. This is for you, Jay. This would be for my new son, my grandson who's coming along in a few months. It was all about the conversation that Megan and I had about Miles. For whatever the reason, I've been on this for a number of years. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not pounding myself on the chest, but it was something early on that caught my attention because it made sense to me to think about all of the people that were tying the screen, whether it's a television screen or a computer screen, to the upbringing of their children. And how easy it was, it seemed at first, to put somebody, a youngster, in front of a TV screen, and wow, that would be it. Isn't that great? I don't have to worry about the baby crying, pooping in his pants. Here he is in front of the screen. Well, to underscore what I've been talking about for years and years and years, 13, 14 years, I think I started talking about this, National Institute of Health releasing a research paper on technology and its effects on infants, children, and young adolescents. Is that a double on? Is that young adolescents? That's kind of a... Right, young and adolescent, same thing.
Yeah, I would think young adolescents are maybe like 11.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like 4,
preteens.
Right.
Yep. So the areas that were studied were the core areas of cognitive, physical, and social emotional development. The number of hours in front of a screen and the time at which it is introduced into the baby's lives has shown that 1 in 4 young people have been affected negatively to the point of debilitation, depending on how constant they were in front of the screen and at what age they started being exposed to the screen. That is 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Once again, basically the bottom line is that if you put a child in front of a screen before he or she is 3, you're almost guaranteeing that that kid's brain is going to be a scrambled mess. And the ADD or whatever other things are a part of what children get to keep them from growing cognitively, but also
socially. It's all these devices and computers and stuff that are just way too much for a child, that the synapse of it, the brain waves and the neurons and whatever else is in your brain, they're not connected yet. That hasn't been developed.
I have a question about this.
Yes.
As the mother who showed her son Thor Ragnarok on the first day she brought him home from the hospital, was this study looking at people who look at screen time as a sort of babysitter, or just
yes.
any amount of screen time?
Well, it's a relative degree.
Drive 8 hours
sort of
in
thing.
A car without any Mickey Mouse and tell me how that goes.
Well, how did it go when you were a kid and you didn't have Mickey Mouse in the car? What happened to you? Are you okay?
I was an 80s baby. I feel like we had a TV in the car relatively ahead of our time. I had a Game Boy.
Really?
I had screens. It's a difference of are you using the screen as a babysitter and
well,
your kid's just always in front of the screen
time.
And they're not getting any actual relationship time. There's no communication between the parents
or
the adults.
No, but Jay, that's not it. What the point of this study, and my harping on this for as many years as I have, has to do not necessarily content. It has to do with the vision itself, the screen, the movement, the quick change of the scenes, and how youngsters' brains can't absorb it. So it confuses the wiring, in essence, if I can get it down to... To the basics.
I got what you're
how
saying.
quickly think if you think about it, if you take your baby, let's say you've got a 1 year old like Mac, and you take him to the park and he's just watching people walk by,
right.
They're not walking by, or animals aren't flying around or whatever. They're not moving at the same
speed. Fast
moving. He can process, you know, and learn that's a bird, and then that, you know, his eyes can calculate.
So all the
that.
Action flicks we should probably cut out a little bit.
Yeah.
is what you're saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
does FaceTime, and this is a real question, does FaceTime add into this? Like, if FaceTiming with family members, does that kind of add into the screen?
You know, I don't
know.
That's a very interesting question. That's an interesting question. I guess it depends on the movement, the rapid movement of what goes on a screen for entertainment purposes or whatever. I don't think it's the same. At least that, I'm not reading this because it's the professional hit as part of the study. I'm just saying common sense would dictate that we're not, if we're just looking at screens with the two of us animating, our mouths are moving and our eyes maybe move, but we're not, it's not quick.
The quick changes.
Yeah, back and forth.
I mean, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
I remember like 10 years ago, there was that whole thing, because I had older cousins who were having babies, and everybody was into, Jen, you might remember this, the Baby Einstein videos.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Everybody did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like everybody did that, and then I remember sending my cousin a story where the headline literally said,
worst probably.
Looks like your Baby Einstein is really a baby blob. And it was like this whole thing about how Baby
Horrible.
Einstein was so
awful.
Bad for development.
Really.
And yeah.
Yeah, awful. The download at djvshow.com, trending conversation about the Kardashians is in a recent download, the new jet for Kylie Jenner, that kind of stuff. We love talking about yak like that. And the one of the trending stories was Amazon's Jeff Bezos saying that we ought to move heavily polluting industry into outer space. It's a good conversation.
So does that mean he wants to move his company to outer space?
Of course he does. It's a business. It's a business deal for him. The term shark attack being replaced by shark interaction was a conversation on one of our recent downloads, plus the 10 worst businesses in America. If you have not heard that podcast, you really ought to listen to it. You can get it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday brings us Tom Kreitler, Tommy the K from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program on every weekend on hundreds of radio stations, including most of the ones that carry this program, carry Tommy. That's why they put us together. It's kind of like love and marriage, Tom. You know, we go together like a horse and carriage. You and I were just talking about Home Depot off the air and finding things there. You had a very, I don't mind you putting that information out because I don't know that a lot of people know it, but I thought it was interesting you communicating to me the way to find things because I can never find anybody. If I go to, that's why I'll go to a local hardware store because I can't find anybody to help me find what I need at the depot. So you said something that would be helpful to a lot of folks. Why don't you repeat that advice?
Sure, yeah. So if you are looking for a particular item in Home Depot, what I've done is you look it up on my phone on the Home Depot website, and that can be localized. You're looking at that store's inventory. Mm-hmm. And then on that page, when you find the product, there is a locator. The locator will have the aisle and sometimes the bin number, which is sort of the area of the aisle where you'll find the product. And I found it to be pretty accurate, Doug. I found it to be more accurate than my eyes because I've found a locator number for a product, and I'll go there and I'll stare at that darn rack and thinking, it says there's six of them, but why don't I see any? And right sure enough, it's there. I just have to look a little deeper, you know.
Yeah. Well, I just think it says something about the state of shopping today, and in an amazing way. Imagine having the ability to find out that kind of information, that nuanced, store by store,
aisle by aisle, bin by bin, that you can actually find it. That's what I find amazing about technology. One of the things I did, just as an aside, Home Depot is after what they refer to as professional shoplifters. Did you see this? They have power tools that will not work unless they're properly scanned when you're leaving the store. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of
people
smuggling.
That's interesting. In other words, if someone were to steal a tool, it would not engage, it would not activate.
No, unless you have checked it out somehow or other. They're doing
really
that.
That's really smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was going back to what you were saying about how much we sort of depend on technology. Apparently, a lot of people go in who are homeless and they just lay down in the aisles and they get up and they try to grab something and try to get out of the store. There's one in Los Angeles that I go to on Jefferson down in Marina, and the homeless are all over the place in there. But there are organized crime folks that are going in as well.
Yeah.
And what Home Depot says that it costs them almost $800,000 per $1 billion in sales to have people stealing stuff from them.
Hmm. Wow.
That's a lot. All right.
Sad.
Yes. Sherry is one of our listeners. She needs help fixing a crack in her wall. What are you going to tell her to do?
Well, what happens with a lot of these cracks, Doug, is the home is always expanding and contracting, so folks will fix it, and then, 6 months later, it opens up again, and they try to fix it again. But generally what they're doing is just they're spackling over the cracks, or sometimes they're putting a tape over the cracks, a drywall tape. There's a product that's out called Crack Coat, K-R-A-C-K Coat. It's made by a company called Avatron, and they have an interesting approach to this where essentially you
prime... It comes from the Cubans in South America. Crack Coat. Get it?
No, I don't.
I actually do. Right,
but
keep going.
You prime the crack with this primer, and then you put a mesh tape on top of it. And then you put the more primer over that. So essentially, you're putting a really strong bond across that two sections of the wall that are cracked. And then when you spackle over that, it stands up. So it's a way of taking care of those really pesky cracks that just won't stay closed. And it's pretty inexpensive, and it's really effective. Crack Coat, K-R-A-C-K-K-O-T-E.
Got it. All right, so let's see how we can keep our lawns healthy. The weather forecast is that it's going to get hotter in other states. We've got a lot of rain here in the Northeast. I'm not sure that that's a problem for lawns, but certainly there's not enough water. Oof. So you've got that. What are you telling people? I don't want them to go listen to the podcast, but you can give us a little teaser.
Yeah, well, sure. When it gets really hot outside, the lawns are going to go brown, but they will go green again sooner if you try to stay off them. Because what happens is, even though we look at the lawn and we say, oh, it's brown, it's dead, it's not. It's actually dormant. So the number one thing is that if you can't water your lawn, maybe you have water restrictions and it looks like it's browning out, try not to walk on the lawn or be very strategic about where you walk, only in the past. Because if you trample down that weakened grass, it's not going to come back. You're going to have to wait an entire season for it to return.
Right, for it to come back again. Okay, good tip. You get that at...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.